And
they're never ashamed of what they do, only when people find out. Same like over in that prison in Iraq, right?
Uh-huh.
They're not ashamed of all those tortures. That's policy. They're doing that all over the world. They're doing it right now in Guantanamo, and they're doing it in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're doing it in the United States, too.
Uh-huh.
But what they're upset about is those photos, you know?
Uh-huh.
See, that's what upsets them, getting caught, you know, in the act.
I get your point.
So they're not upset about the crimes they've committed against me here in Japan with my passport now.
Mm-hmm.
They're just upset about getting exposed over it, you see?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fisher, mm-hmm. I would like to ask you a question. Would you consider the possibility of settling down in Iceland?
Well, I really like it there, but, you know, it's a little bit cool. I don't think I could take it all year round, but I really like it there. Although the only thing I don't like about it there is that goddamn U.S. base. You know, Miller, what do you got, an air base there?
Yes, you wouldn't see...
Keflavik?
It's getting smaller and smaller, and you wouldn't notice that.
Really?
Yes.
How many stinking Americans are there? How many stinking American soldiers are there?
About 1,000 soldiers or something.
Oh, it's not that many.
Or
800.
Well, it's not that small in a country your size, you know. You only have, a couple hundred thousand people.
One or two planes, that's not much.
Huh?
One or two airplanes, that's not too much. Yeah, very few planes.
There's
still
1,000 soldiers in a country of 200,000. Well, how many people are in your army?
210,000.
No, in your...
210.
No, how many people are in your army? You have your own army?
Have the Salvation Army, probably.
Salvation Army?
Yes, the Salvation Army.
Do you have any military at all?
No.
So you're pretty defenseless against those 1,000 well-armed Americans who could easily have thousands of more reinforcements flown in a few hours, right?
Well, you never see them. You don't see them.
But they have been defending
us. Why don't you get those bastards out of your country? If you will remove them from your country, I think I would really like it there.
You would come if we let them go.
I think I would, yes. If you get them all out, all of them.
Okay.
And close the base. And it would be even better if you also closed the U.S. Embassy.
Uh-huh. We,
what is the embassy? It's just a CIA spy nest. That's all the U.S. Embassy is. In your country, that's all it is anywhere in the world.
We wouldn't do that, I guess. But are there any other countries that you have been considering?
I've been trying a few here and there. I don't want to go into all the... I think Switzerland would be a good country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But so far, I haven't gotten anything positive from it. I think Switzerland is one of the, you know, maybe the most free country in continental Europe, you know?
But your legal advisors in Japan, what do they say about your prospects?
Well, I haven't even spoken, tell you the truth. I just saw my lawyer this afternoon, but this was before I got... I just got this letter now from the U.S.
Embassy.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of hours ago. I got it about 4 o'clock of my time. I got it about 3.5 hours ago.
Yes.
And so I didn't even talk it over with my lawyer, but... I think it's a good sign, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think, I give them their pound of flesh, you know?
Yes.
Give up my U.S. citizenship. Hopefully that will satisfy the Satanists, the Jewish criminals, the Satanists who control the United States, you know?
And they will let you loose.
Yeah.
Let you free. Okay,
yeah.
Mr. Fisher, it's been nice talking to you.
Okay.
I hope you will have a bright future. I hope everything will go well. I can tell you that the mind of the Icelandic nation is with you.
Okay,
we think about you all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby.
I always have good memories of Iceland, and you have a beautiful country, very beautiful women, and very nice Icelandic ponies. How is the pollution problem? Is it still very clean like before?
Oh, yes.
You know, I read about the U.S., what is it, Alcoa? They want to open some big, another big aluminum factory there?
Yes, they are building it.
That's the last thing a beautiful country like Iceland needs is more pollution from aluminum. That's really, I still remember that old factory you had back in 72.
Yeah.
Even then it was giving off a lot of pollution. But from what I've read, this new thing they want to build is much, much bigger, right?
It's bigger but cleaner.
Yes, so they have.
Well, that's what, don't believe what they say. That's an American company. Don't trust them. Don't open that. Don't let those criminals in your country. The people should rise up against that. That's the last thing you need is pollution from aluminum. That's a very poisonous metal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Fisher.
Okay.
Okay, Bobby.
Thank you for the opportunity to get a little bit of truth out there. I'd like to get a recording of this. Okay.
You will.
Okay.
We'll send to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Bobby. See you.
I'll give you a call, Sammy. Now. Okay.
Okay, Bobby.
Call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Og þar með líkur þessu skurt.